Liquor Talk, brand new episode starts right now. Welcome everybody to another edition of Liquor Talk. Welcome to another men's only round edition. It's the holiday season, and also it's Florida Classic Week. So fuck Bethune-Cookman. Yes, I said that. But joining me today, my dog Benji and Juggy. How you doing, fellas?
Man, living high on the hog.
Gotta get it going. Almost the holidays, man. We in that spirit.
Yes, we are definitely in that holiday spirit. I see Benji got the sweater on. We're gonna think about Christmas, you know. So I'm like, damn, can we
I'm like, let's see it for a few minutes.
You know, and the Black Friday, you know, everybody's gonna be shopping like crazy on Black Friday, you know.
Oh, I damn forgot about Black Friday. I don't even be paying attention to that no more, but, you know, everyone still go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, of course, it's not like it used to be because everybody can just order shit online, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be mad drivers with everybody driving on the road making these deliveries. So
I'm going to say something quick on that, on Black Friday. I'm going to keep it short. But if you wasn't going to buy it before Black Friday, don't buy it on Black Friday, bro. That's all. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you wasn't going to buy it, then just chill out. Black Friday is to get the thing that you was finna buy, that you was waiting. Like, that's why most people make their lists or whatever the case is. But, yeah, that's all I was going to say. If you wasn't finna buy it before, don't buy it.
That's a fact. You know, I have to agree with that, you know. Don't let these damn stores tempt you, you know, stuff, because they'll hit you with them deals thinking you're getting a deal. But realistically, they just moving some shit around that they've been trying to get rid of.
You know what, man? I remember when I first moved into my place, and it was right before Black Friday, and I got a huge haul at a super discount price. So, yeah, Benji, right, that's how it should be used. But depending on what kind of year you had, it's not a big deal to get maybe one or two items to square home that could be paid off within the month. Notice I said one or two. Don't go so crazy you put yourself back in more financial hardship. Y'all know Florida freaking inflation about 12%. So don't be stupid.
Yeah, it feels like 20% out here, but
yeah, it does.
Man, so much has transpired since we last recorded and since I last recorded, because that's the downside of having the episodes on a backlog. So much shit goes down. So the first thing we got to revisit. Now I gotta put my two cents in on this. What the hell do y'all think of everybody come up with these damn lists of places they will not go on a first date? I'm like, that's one of the things on that list I agree
that's
with.
That's so dumb, bro.
That is so dumb. You know it is.
It's so stupid, bro.
There's only one or two things on that list I agree with, and that maybe three things. That's about it. But
because my list is not your list, and your list is not her list, and you get what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's just a communication thing, especially if I don't know you yet. So I don't even know you yet. We just need to start, you know, just try something out. Maybe try something that you ain't tried before. But if I don't know you yet, how am I supposed to be, you just hitting me with a list of like, you can't be giving me a list of nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not how you get to know somebody. I mean, so let me ask a question. Like, are you talking about it like first date, or it's like, did I already know this person? Were you already friends? Did I meet this person? Like, I have questions about what's going on. Like, I need more information. So that's the question I got for y'all.
The biggest problem with these lists is everybody not uniform. Everybody not in the same place. Everybody not the same age, not the same income level, same regions. Everybody's not in the same mindset when it comes to dating. So a dating list is trash. And then I did a little research, and the people who did original dating lists did it for clout, knowing that people were going to argue on social media. They weren't even a real couple. So the whole thing was fabricated from the jump just to get people in there. Most of the people care too much about this. I told the men the last time that we had the show, I believe it was last month, that you got to do stuff in person. This social media back and forth nets you negative 50 in pussy points. And the truth of the matter is, you need to be interacting with people in person anyways. When you talk to somebody, you're about to set up a date, they're going to let you know what their expectations are. If you can meet those expectations, great, move forward. If you can't, there's plenty of fish in the sea, as they say.
That's a fact. And what that will say about it is if you talk to someone and the first thing they mention is, oh, I don't eat there or I don't eat here, and it's a legit reason, I don't care even if it is legit reason, you're telling me your intentions right there, because I guarantee you, if it's somebody that's really like you, they wouldn't give a damn where y'all meet at. They would be okay with meeting at McDonald's for all I care, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
not
you're right about that.
When you're into someone, you're going to make it happen, you know what I'm saying? You'll find a way to make things happen with this person if you're into it. So, like I said, the only things on the list is, of course, obviously not your place, because if you tell somebody to meet you at your place, well, you're showing me what you think of that person. We already know what you already think of that person, you know?
Exactly.
And then bring them to church. I'm not too religious. I don't know how y'all feel about bringing religion into it, you know, bringing religion into a dating situation. I don't know.
Well, your favorite is you could just sit there. Like, it don't have to always be like, you don't have to necessarily go to a service. If you're talking about bringing her to the place or bringing her to a service, it's like, just because we go to the library, I'm not asking you to read. Well, let's just go to the library. So I feel like taking someone to a certain place is different from planning an activity. If I'm asking you to go to the park with me, we don't necessarily have an activity. Sometimes we're just going to sit on the bench and just take a look at the view and enjoy the day. So I think that's another problem, is that people don't know how to differentiate those two things between planning a date where we're, like Victor said, we're going somewhere, but planning a date that involves us doing something. So, and talking about the food stuff, yeah, if you don't like fish, you don't like fish. If you don't like pork, you don't like pork. If you don't like chicken, you don't like chicken. So no one's holding them against that. But I do agree that if it's something, it's the difference between not liking something and just saying, I don't do that and I don't go there, and you've never even done it. So Victor's right. I feel like a lot of people will reveal themselves. They're telling you, oh, I don't do this, I don't like that. They never even been there, never even tried it. It's just, that's the thing now. It's just, I don't like what I don't like, and there doesn't have to be an explanation behind it. So I don't know. I'm confused.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing really to be confused over. Everybody giving these opinions and everybody saying what they don't like. Again, I'm not going to expect a 21-year-old woman and a 45-year-old woman to want to go to the same places to eat. They're going to be completely different for a variety of different reasons. That 45-year-old woman could be very well accomplished, have her own house, have her own car, be extremely educated, be used to the finer things in life. So, no, she doesn't want to go to places that is going to disturb her palate. So I understand that. But the problem is that we're putting these lists out on social media without context. Completely without context. So don't worry about the list. Be concerned about, are you in a place to date? And if you are, go after what you want. And then you be creative and decide a nice place to go where you all can have a good time and talk.
Yeah, context is important too, because I'm wondering, like, okay, that's the first question I had. Like, you took me making a list of places that you're not going to go on the first date or period. But regardless of that, like, what am I to you? Like, are these just things that you're telling me as a friend, like as something to get to know you? Because you can't have it both ways. If I'm getting to know you and we're dating, there has to be some, you know, air of, I guess, not spontaneousness or mystery, but you can't come at somebody that way. Like, you can't, you know, you can't put them into your university. And I guess that's what's going on, is that people want someone to read them, like, literally like a book. Like, and I don't think that's how you're getting to know somebody. You're getting to know somebody through experiences. And that's how I'm going to figure out what you like and what you don't like, based on, oh, we went to this place and you liked it. We went to this place, you didn't like it. Or we drove back that place, you didn't even like how it looked. But there's just, like, I don't know, there's things where it's just like, you're telling me a list of things that you're not feeling or whatever the case is. And yeah, it's good to tell me what you don't like, but you're basically cutting us off from experiences. You're limiting the amount of experiences that we're going to have to such a finite point, to where I'm just like, wait a minute. So what is there left for us to ask actually do, like all these things that you like and have already done. And like, what are we going to do anything new? Like, is it just going to be the same program? So I don't know. It's at a tough place for me.
It's definitely at a tough place. And the one thing, the last thing on the list I say, I definitely agree with, is don't take them around your family, because guess what? Your family, they're going to keep asking you about them. How's so-and-so and stuff? How's so-and-so? You're like, you don't need to take them around your
family. You brought that up just for Thanksgiving.
I know it's Thanksgiving. I know everybody might have their rent a blues or rent a bays and stuff, you know.
Good thanks. So happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Yes, happy Thanksgiving, yes. Merry Christmas. Happy holiday.
I know, happy the holidays right there. But hey, you know what? Fuck it. If y'all want to rent a boo and stuff, hey, I charge our asses, but fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Rentable.
Oh, but be weary of the family thing, though, because, Juggy, you the married man here. How long did it take for you to bring your lady around your family?
We first met right before the holidays. That first year, I didn't take her, but the next year, so it was about a year in, she met the family.
That's just
totally met the family. So yeah, I think
intentional.
I was very intentional. And I think, again, everybody's in a different place. And I respect that. But if you have family to bring her around, you need to do that so you can get a feel. Not that what they say is necessarily going to be the be all end all, but it is important to have their input on whoever, you know, is going to be around for you, that outside perspective from a family point of view. So, yeah, I think some people, they're going to do it immediately. It's almost, I know, something cuffing season, something like that. I've been out of the game for a long time. I know, like, cuffing season or whatever is about to start. And so people, you know, looking for rent a boyfriends and all that. They got
the whole calendar. So if I remember it correctly, the cover season, the Super Bowl, it's crazy that the Super Bowl's in February, because right after the Super Bowl is Valentine's Day. So they said that's like the Super Bowl. And then the season started over like basically after spring break. So after, you know, spring break, that's, you know, just you chilling, everybody, you know, doing their thing with their boo. And then after that, that's when the toughest season start again. And then you feel me? So the holidays is the playoffs. Like, you, everybody in the playoffs try to see, you know, okay, who family like this? And then if you make it, you're going to see the Valentine's Day. If not, shit, your ass going to be single. You know what I mean?
Hey, shout out Single Supremacy. Shout out to my brother Don. He ain't here right now, but shout out to my brother Don. He'll be back on sooner or later. I'll have to see him this weekend. But
I'm going to give a shout out to my boo. I ain't going to say her name because, you know, we ain't locked down yet. But I'm going to give a shout out to my boo because we actually, you feel me, got kind of official on Valentine's Day. So that was just kind of crazy that it was Valentine's Day. And, you know, like, we kind of, you know, made it happen. I ain't going to say too much, but you feel me? Let's see what happens. Shout out to my little boy.
I feel you.
You trying to be covert like you a celebrity and everything, bro.
I just you know how it is, man. I ain't trying to. Let's see what happened. You know, I got to see how the calendar works. That's all. So if we make it to that next chance. All right. That's all.
Yeah, just take it one day at a time. Don't rush it.
We got another championship we got to go to. You know?
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, at least y'all are reaching championships around here. I'm tanking like I'm the Carolina Panthers. I'm tanking bad.
Why you tanking though, bro? Nah, you got to tell us, bro. Why you tanking? Tell us why you tanking, bro.
All right. Juggy noticed, but, you know, it's just the years of the BS I've dealt with, you know what I'm saying? It hit a point where I'm like, I'm going to throw my hands up. I'm just not going to focus on things to bring me down. And sometimes dealing with the dating pool, it's like you just throw your hands up like, to hell with this. Like, I mean, 2023 might really be the first year I go without going on any dates. You know what I'm saying?
So when you say the dating pool, like, so it's like, because you can meet, like, you don't know how it's going to happen. Y'all might meet at church. I mean, I don't know. You're probably not religious, but y'all might meet at the grocery store. You might just be sitting at the park. So when you say the dating pool, like, that's, I'm always confused about that. Like, what does that mean? Like, Cause like the data pool is infinite.
It's like when you meet different people, you see how their intentions are, you see how they're moving. It's like too many people that just I keep running into. They just want to use me for stuff, you know. So you never meet that person that's really that's gonna get it out the mug with you, you know. So, but you never know. I mean, the Florida Classic is this weekend. You never know. I might swing something like that. Who knows?
Hey, listen,
that's fact.
Listen, I'm put like this, bro. It's better be single and wait for the right person than to be dating, wasting your time, your energy, and your money on people that's really not for you. I think you've been going to like mixes, like speed dating and stuff like that. Have you been seeking women out? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I'm just chilling. Like, I've just been working.
I mean, apps. You might just meet someone on Instagram. Like, sometimes on Instagram, I like a girl picture. I say, Ma, you look real nice. So, like, the dating pool is infinite. Like, you can meet someone on the app. You can might meet them on Instagram. Might meet them on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we finna be posting this episode and whatever the case is. So you never know. Someone might hit you and be like, yo, I really like your show. So I don't know. Like, it's just so infinite to me. But 2024, that's going to be a better year for everybody. That's how I feel. So we're going to get it there. You know? We're going to get it there in 2024, for real.
Yeah, that's the main thing I'm looking at. Like, look, 2024, we're going to try to make shit happen. But it's like, if it ain't really working, it's like, you know, you're like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Just bring yourself peace, because you don't want to make that mistake of dating the wrong person, because the wrong person, you might have, and you don't fuck around and have a baby by the wrong person, because it might be putting your ass on child support. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we I want our boys to avoid that, man. You bad child support to ruin your whole plan.
Avoid that one, please.
Yeah, that's just
we blessed. I can't even say that on the air. We blessed. Just avoid that.
Hey, but one thing though, you got to be intentional. It sounds like you've been chilling, which is completely fine. You can take some time out. I know the dating pool, I've heard lots of bad stuff about it. But next year, you got to make plans to get on out there, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to make plans to get on out there, man.
All right, like I said, we got some plans in the works to try to bring Liquor Talk live to more places and be out more in the city. So that's going to be how we get, that's how it's going to work. So, and we're looking to get that thing started.
Yeah, live show would be crazy, you know?
Which is why once my brother Don gets back in here, we'll in definitely
the bars, things. You know, we talk our
Hell yeah, I'm here for that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Talk. The more you drink, the better we sound. Support that liquor, because we sound a whole lot better with every shot, ladies and gentlemen. All right, fellas. We're going to do a little something I pulled from, a little something fun that I pulled from Drink Champs. Juggy, this or that, cornbread or stuffing?
Cornbread.
Okay. Benji, this or that?
My bad. I cut off a little bit. I cut off just a little bit there, bro. I cut off just a little bit.
You good? Run it by me again. Good. Give me a Thanksgiving favorite. This or that? Do you prefer ham or do you prefer turkey?
Turkey.
Juggy, pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie?
Sweet potato pie.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right, fellas. What's one food that's not going to make your Thanksgiving plate?
Them Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, the Brussels sprouts, they just taste like broccoli, you know what I mean? You know? I mean, Benji, what's something you're not going to have on Thanksgiving?
It's on the side weird, but I can't have nothing fish on Thanksgiving. Like, that's just, like, we're not doing that. It's going to be chicken, turkey. You could get the hands, but like we're not having no fishes. I don't want no salmon.
No fish fry? None of that. No fish fry, baby?
Nothing. That has its own day to me. And I grew up in that house, so I had strict Haitian parents, but it's a thing where that's just what it
is.
Birds and birds.
I know what you're talking about, lambs, man.
Birds.
You talking about soup drumo? About the soup drumo?
Yeah, basically. Same thing.
Soup drumo.
That's on New Year's, but, you know, same basic concept. The soup is the same way. It has a certain different meats in that soup. And, like, fish is just, that has its own thing. to us. Like, you eat that on a certain day, but on certain days, it's certain animals. And like, it's always the birds and the cows and the goats for some reason. You know, I can't even explain it, but that tradition probably has been around 1,000 years. But yeah, I see that a lot on Thanksgiving. I see people, you know, fish fry or, you know, how they the salmon, you know, catfish, stuff like that. But I'm like, it's Thanksgiving. Y'all supposed to do that on a Saturday, you feel me, when football's on or something like that. If Thanksgiving is on Saturday and it's football, you know, like, man, but it's always going to be on Thursday. That ain't never going to happen, but
yeah,
whatever.
See, man, speaking of football, like, it's going to be another year we got to watch the damn Cowboys on Thanksgiving. Like,
oh, my God, bro. I'm so tired.
They're actually pretty decent this year.
Ain't nobody down south worried about no daggum Cowboys. Talking about some America team.
And then they're going to give them a winnable game. They got to play the damn Commanders, you know what I'm saying, you know.
Don't nobody want to see the Commanders.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch that game either, but, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, at least we got some football back on, but I do wish that, you know, when they're doing the schedules, like, they try to make it too much like college. Like, you know, like, you got to put the good team versus the good team. You can't be trying to do your rivalries, you know, all the time because, you know, and the professionals, the rivalries ain't always going to be good, you know, unless you do them early. But, yeah, man, like, they.
Yeah, I wish the NFL gave a little more flexibility with the schedule because we could tell which team's going to be good, which team's going to be bad. And I'm like,
Should have did Dolphins and Chiefs. They, instead of doing that in Germany, they should have just did that on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that would be a whole lot better on Thanksgiving.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Just switch it up two weeks. Just switch those 2 weeks, and that's it.
Hell yes.
It's all about money to them. Germany. It's about money to them. They already promised them people, you know, the money or whatever. So they was like, damn, we ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, and then we got to watch the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving. They're actually pretty good this year.
They're pretty good this year.
I think I will watch them. I'm not going to watch the Cowboys, but I will watch the Lions. I actually do enjoy watching the boys play. They got David Montgomery, you know, Jared Goff doing his thing. They got that white boy, Sam LaPorta. Man.
They got T.J. Hockenson.
Oh, yeah. No. Hockenson, he was there, but he got traded. He moved to the Vikings. The Vikings doing their thing. They got Josh Dobbs. They calling him the Pastronaut because he worked for NASA. So he's the Pastronaut.
I think I heard about that, yo.
Hey,
that's Black Excellence.
He Black Excellence. They said he didn't even know nobody's name. They said he just got to the team on Friday. He just got to the team. He didn't even unpack his bag. They said he went straight to the stadium on Sunday. He like, hey, what's your name? Oh, you the running back? All right, bro, you go that way. Oh, you the wide receiver? Oh, what up, bro? I was saying, because he wasn't even supposed to play. So, like, that's it crazy. It just threw him in the game. He just started, but he don't even know the playbook.
That boy don't busting heads.
What?
Yeah, he did that, though. You got to give him his props. He did that, though, man.
Shout out Josh Dobbs. Boy, that boy
out to Josh Dobbs and – I'm kind of and shout out to my Bucks for finally winning. By the way, we need a Christmas miracle, y'all, because a Christmas miracle happens. Me and Juggy will go to the Jags Bucks game. You know,
Bucks gotta win three straight, bro. If the Bucks won three straight, that game gonna be so litty, bro. Like, and I feel like the Bucks could win. They could win two. You know what I'm saying? They could win two of them games, and like, even if it's like an even matchup where it's like, you never know, like, one of the teams, 8-6, the other team, 7 or whatever it is, like, it'll still be a good matchup. But definitely, because the Jaguars just got blown out too, so it's looking like they from the start.
We've been a bounce back like Juvenile. Don't even worry about it.
Man, but yeah, we need that Christmas miracle, y'all, because I wouldn't mind me and Juggy going to the Jags-Bucks game, you know what I'm saying?
If the Bucks win the next three straight, that game from the beast so litty. So the Bucks just got to start winning because that division wide open. Carolina ain't doing nothing. New Orleans ain't, you know, they ain't really all
that. They're mediocre. Mediocre.
Wide open. The Bucks got to just win that game.
Wait, who the fourth team in y'all division, NFC South?
Yeah, that's the NFC South.
So if the Bucks, New Orleans, Carolina, who the fourth team?
It's Bucks, Saints, New Orleans, and Atlanta. None of them teams ain't.
Really, Atlanta. That's right.
Of them teams ain't really taking control of that division. Right. Yet, so it's still like you feel me. You win 2 or 3 games.
But you know what I wish though? I wish I could be a college football coach and coach in Texas and be ass in the Texas team.
Bruh.
So I could get fired and be $77 million.
Hey, take it easy on Jimbo, because he won the chip for the state. I'm a lump.
No, this ain't about
Jimbo. Who wrote Jimbo. That contract?
Oh, it ain't about Jimbo?
No, this ain't about Jimbo. It says $77 million he getting to get the hell on.
You know what really ground my gears about that situation? Is that they had Kevin Sumlin as the head coach before Jimbo, who had winning records, getting bowl games and everything, and was at team rank. And they got rid of him, and he was a good coach. And they brought in Jimbo, and he stunk it up. And they paying him $80 million to leave? Who gets to fail and win at the same time? But I digress.
$80 million just to leave. Son of a bitch.
From a school? They could have gave that money in scholarships, man. Man, let them kids eat. They be starving kids and stuff on the team and stuff like that, man.
Hey, hold on. They got NIL deals now, you know what I'm saying? Everybody getting NIL deals now. So.
Nah, not everybody. You got to think about it. Not everybody is a player. Hold on.
But this is Texas, though. Y'all know some of them boosters paying them kids, though. Some of them
boosters
paying them kids. Nah, you're right.
But that's still the kids, bro. Them kids, they deserve better than this. You know,
they do.
So at the end of the day, it ain't. I could feel whatever I feel about, you know, the coach or, you know, administration, whatever case is. But them kids that go there, they the ones that gotta, you know, pay the price. Now you gotta rebuild the program. That affects everything. That affects your NILs. That affects the kid who don't even play football. He run track or he play water polo, you know, whatever the kid. That affect them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
how you gonna pay $80 million to still keep the program afloat?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So they didn't think about that going in. They don't care about that.
Think about it. Like Texas, according, they have all the resources. They said they have all this oil money. They got all the resources. Apparently, they. I'm like, you know what? You know what it is? They have these high ass expectations. So I'm like, I'm looking at y'all. Y'all really think y'all gonna win in the SEC? I mean, come on now. Y'all got to deal with Alabama and Georgia. Come on now. Y'all might not even be betting. We know y'all ain't betting them. So, I mean, I don't care how much money you throw at me. I mean, I'll probably go there just to suck so I can get paid. But, you know.
I mean, as a man, though, you feel me? Like, I can't live with that as a man. I mean, some people could do it for the money, but I can't. Like, you can't, you know, your family name, you know, dude, they say you play for the name. On the back of your jersey, not the one on the, you know, that old saying. So it's like, you just embarrass your family like that. You the worst coach in the history of so-and-so program, or you cause so-and-so, this person, that person, their job, or, you know, you cause this decline in scholarship, certain scholarship. You really fuck shit up for people. Like, I can't go out like that. Some people can, but long story short, I'm not going into a situation where I don't know for sure I'm going to win. And if we're not winning, then cool, you could do what you got to do. But there's better ways to do it. You don't just walk away like that, bro.
Yes, sir.
Jimbo, that was my boy because he brought us the chip. That was my freshman year. So that was my boy. Yeah. But that didn't go down the way it needed to go down, bro. So I'm gonna have to pull up on bro and be like, hey, yo, Bo, bro, what's up, bro? Like,
It's real simple, Benji. No Jameis, no Jimbo.
Yeah. Jameis was a miracle.
No Jameis, like, no Jimbo.
He threw some passes that didn't even make sense. Like,
man, look, you know? I saw years of Jameis. I'm like, listen, bro.
Jameis threw passes that didn't even make sense. Like, touchdown.
I stuff because he was a baller, but watch the Bucks win the Super Bowl as soon as he leaves the team. I'm like,
yeah, hey, Jameis need credit though. Tom Brady literally took Jameis' team to the ball. I mean, Brady brought some people, of course, he brought Gronk and stuff like that, but Jameis definitely do need credit. He kind of, you know, put the Bucks in that position to where Tom Brady just came in and was like, all right, we could win the bowl. So, and, you know, he holding it down in New Orleans, so he ain't no Hall of Famer, but Know what I'm saying? There's a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of people that got respect for that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, people talk of high regard for Jameis. So let's see how he going to, you know, keep doing what he's doing. He probably going to have to start for the Saints. So I wonder what's going to happen there.
He got to produce. It's going to be one of the last opportunities now because he's terribly inconsistent when he get on the field. So,
hey, Jameis like, hey, bro, just don't hit me, bro. Jameis is like, hey, I ain't even like, hey, listen, bro, let me just – he just getting rid of that thing because he like, they ain't bring me here to do this and they're not paying me. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have to put some more zeros at the end of this shit. They want me to put up with this shit. So Jameis like, hey, bro, just don't hit me, bro, because y'all don't even got the right squad around us that's for me to get hit.
That's right. That's real, fellas. I know. Don't hurt your shoulder, Jogi. But, fellas, we got to talk about something a little more serious, though. Why is it that heterosexual men are not allowed to have boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Because I see all the time, we tell people how we feel, what our standards are. It's, oh, we sassy, we this or we that. Oh, it's toxic masculinity or this like this. Or
I'm going to let y'all take off because I got a lot to say about
it. If a heterosexual man goes to tell the LGBT community event that I'm uncomfortable going with, it's something wrong with it. It's like, now, personally, I got nothing wrong with the LGBT community. It's like, you know, but it's just, if my boundaries are not being respected, I'm not going to show up. So, fellas, why do you feel, do we not get that grace that what everybody else gets as men, as black heterosexual men? Do we not get that grace, you know?
As a perfect example of what you're saying, Vic, I remember that video. I think that you shared it. It was young jockey. It was an interview. And the lady that was the interviewer at the radio station kept asking this man about being LGBTQIA+ community. She said, are you gay? He said 6 times in a row, I'm a heterosexual man. I have never been gay. I have never, you know, gave that type of impression or anything. Why do you continue to ask me about that? And lady kept pestering about him. And what I think of when I see that is there's clearly an agenda to undermine heterosexual men. Now, a lot of people would scoff at that, but let's say this. If when men commit suicide, who pays attention? When men lose their job, who pays attention? When those men, they are put in a position where they're constantly being asked to do stuff with nothing in return, I think it's a zero-sum game. And what I really think is going on here is that there's a lot of different agendas that play in our country. And if you don't protect your mind, if you don't take a break, you're going to be no bueno. So I'm putting all the guys out there, before you go off the deep end, take a day off. Use the PTO. Get some therapy, man. It's just, I don't know. Benji, go ahead, man.
Nah, you hit the nail on the head, like kind of learning to just sit back and look at what's going on around you. And like, I feel like men, like we have to constantly be on go. Like we TTT, like we just really, 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 really got to always be active and doing stuff. I was talking about this with some friends, but yeah, there's this expectation that me as a man, I'm always doing something, like, or I'm always at work, or I'm all like, you know, something wrong with that. And like, it's just, it doesn't look right. If you as a man, you ain't been to work in about 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 days, like that just don't look right. We are expected to produce at all times. Like that's not a thing where you could just, it don't matter what you go. Like, I mean, I had knee surgery a few years back and I must say this, like, it wasn't like, you know, society was nice and patient for me waiting, you know, to get back on my feet. Society is like, nah, bro, you gotta, like, come on, your leg ain't better yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it was really like that, like, to the point where I'm back at work, you know, I ain't even finished rehab yet, I'm back at work already, like, just trying to make a way because that's the expectation that society gives.
Correct.
So, but that was just something I want to start off with by saying that, but something else I want to add to this is, like, when you talk about boundaries being respected, like, if you in the club and a girl grab, you know, she grab your fella or whatever the case is, like, what can you really do about that? That's happened to me before. Like, I'm in the club, now I'm saying, a girl will walk by with her boyfriend. she grabbed my fella. Like, what do I say? Do I say, hey, bro,
but...
yeah, she just grabbed my fella.
Damn,
like,
that's
and then
crazy.
He gonna fight. Then he gonna fight me because her girl grabbed my fella. You know what I'm saying? And I can't say nothing to her. It's like, oh, you can't, like, you yelling at a girl for grabbing your fella. What are you, gay? And, like, you see how that's just, mm-hmm. like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't got nothing to do with it. I don't got nothing to do with it. Just grab my fella. Just don't grab, like, keep your hands to yourself. You know what I'm saying? So shit like that has happened to where I'm just, like, the boundary is just so, so fragile because there's an expectation that, you know, you're gonna do this, do that, react a certain way to do this. Like, even just talking about, like, you can you control how someone reacts to something? Can you control how me as a man, if I'm stressed, if I'm depressed, whatever the case is, can you dictate how I get to react? Like, this idea that a man has to come home and be strong, even though his life going through hell, like, where he just kind of needs to let off some steam, whatever the case is. So, like, it's a large conversation. This is not something that, you know, people could probably talk about this in round tables. And that's something I'm working on myself. Like, I think I do want to, you know, I got my network and stuff like that. I'm going to dedicate a space just to having a mental health type of check-in with, you know, certain people, whatever the case is, and I would kind of call that like a podcast, but it's really just a therapy session or whatever the case is. And, you know, it would culminate with, you know, men's mental health a month, you know, every year. So that would be dope. But that's something that I just had in my mind. It's just like society just has such an expectation. And for the most part, we have to kind of, you know, play ball with it. Like, you can't can't be a man and be seen as weak. That's not good for you. It's not going to work out, you know. You as a man, if you're a heterosexual man, you can't be necessarily be seen as, you know, depressed or whatever the case is, because it's gonna, you know, just messes up your prospects for the things that you're trying to do. It's probably men that can't even find work. You know what I'm saying? If they not, you know, in tip-top shape at all times. You know, some guys could probably get away with that, but there's a lot of men who ain't, who can't get away with that. Like, they always got to be on top of their game. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's true.
That's definitely true.
Some men definitely got to be on top of that. But there's ways around that, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you just got to keep going, man. You just got to keep finding places that will accept you for who you are and stuff. And as a heterosexual man, it's like, you're going to give, if people are not going to respect your boundaries, then you just need to leave. Fuck, I'm to the point where I'm just like, man, fuck what you say. It's like, if I feel this way, I feel this way. And you're not going to do anything about it, because at the end of the day, you're not paying my bills. You're not helping me out in any kind of way. So if I feel like I'm being disrespected, I'm going to bounce, or I'm going to take myself out of a situation before things get ugly, because it's always, they always catch the second person, but they never wonder what led to that situation.
Who started that shit?
So we gotta take ourselves out of situations that don't make us feel comfortable, you know, if we're uncomfortable, you know. Fuck what people gotta say.
And I wanted to just add to this, because I believe that there's hyper toxic masculinity going on that really contributes to the rest of us having major issues. And hypertoxic masculinity is being overworked, undervalued, not taking care of yourself mentally, physically, spiritually. We had to have a tribe. We got the men's only round, you know, that we've been doing for a couple of years now. And it was born out of a need for men to have a space to talk about the things that they go through, not saying anybody else don't go through stuff, but we do too. And we need a safe space. We need a space where we could talk about things that are sensitive to the experiences that we have. And so I just encourage all the guys out there, you know, Vic and I were talking about this, where we have, you know, was men's mental health month, I believe is this month.
Yeah.
How come I don't see people creating stickers? How come I don't see no commercials? How come I haven't seen, you know, a lot of the pundits and stuff talking about that? How come there's no coverage? There's no major podcast.
What? Not even in
for men's, like, that's men's mental health.
Yeah,
not even in, why is there no push about that? Why is there not a great awareness? I see Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Alphabet Gang has their month. Everybody else has their month. Even Black History Month, I see more stuff about than I do see men's mental health month. And I think that that's a problem.
it's definitely a problem. They're trying to demasculate the world. That's definitely a problem. It's definitely a problem when, you know, men's mental health is not even being brought up on social media or not even being brought up on places that we look or where we shop or sports. We don't ever talk about that, but yet they always wonder why men are out here taking their lives. And, you know, they always say the rising number of suicides happen to be men. It's like, and it's just, and it sucks that somebody got to die before people start talking about it, you know. But you know what? I mean, they care about their mental health because you can't get them back once they're gone.
Only the strong will survive. You know, that's always the saying. Like, they've been saying
that evolution.
A thousand a year. So, like, you're right. It's kind of set up to the point where they want some of us gone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, women outnumber men, you know, by a certain margin. I forgot. I think that it's like for every two women, there's only one man or whatever the case. Like, they outnumber us, and that's by design. They'd like there to be less men. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that, you know, I could go on about that because I've been watching a lot of content. Some of the content is a bit I don't like spreading like anything that's like could be construed the wrong way. So I'm just gonna go off on this, you know, spread it by saying this. They want there to be less men, but they don't want all of us to kill ourselves, but by one way or another, they ain't gonna be as many men, or some of us ain't gonna make it. Right. So that's just what they want. So I feel like to be a man, you really gotta be strong here, but up here as well, because this world, man, kind of puts you to the point where you just like, damn, like ain't nothing set up for me. Like I gotta force my way in this shit. It's not, nothing's just gonna come to me. So that's, you know, that's what it is.
I agree.
You definitely gotta force your way into it and keep it pushing no matter what. It's like we gotta have spaces like this and the one you're about to create, Benjamin. We gotta have spaces for us, you know what I'm saying? And you know what? And shout out to the ladies that listen to this and also that have the good head on their shoulders, because a lot of women, they bought into that damn feminist movement and it kind of fucked them up too, but you know, it's crazy.
Hey, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's definitely here nor there. But shout out to all the real ones though, you know what I'm saying? Because we know it ain't everybody, you know what I'm saying? But the real ones, shout out to, you know what I'm saying? Also, some of my fellas out there, keep the hard work going, keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? If you need somebody to talk to, find somebody to talk to, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we stress this a lot over the years on the Men's Honor Round, which is going to therapy, because there's a lot of programs to where you can get paid for it, you know what I'm saying? That it's not that much to go see a therapist, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep stressing that. I don't care how redundant it sounds. It's like, you need to have that mental release. Yep. And also, we got to start instilling like a self-care day. Like, it could be a Saturday or a Sunday where you just don't get on social media. You just shut off your phone, like, and just, you know, ignore everybody and just lock in and just chill for the day, you know?
I agree.
Because we need those days to decompress and stuff, because the world gets tough on us. The world is definitely on us because we are expected to provide and protect. And we can't expect nothing in return, you know. But that's where I disagree. Like, look, I'm going to provide and protect for the ones that's going to look out for me as well. Don't waste years with the wrong person, because that'll kill you as well.
100, bro.
You're preaching out here, boy. You're preaching.
100.
So, fellas, it's like, we got to do more for that. And also, we definitely got to keep talking about men's mental health month or Men's Mental Awareness Month, but y'all, we gotta keep the hard work on, y'all.
100% agree.
But fellas, the next time you all will hear the fellas, we are going to wrap up 2023. It's hard to believe we are about the end of the year. It feels like the year just started, but we about to be at the end of the year. The next Men's Only Round, we're all gonna come together and we're gonna talk about the end of the year. Hopefully, I'll have some more fellas on with us, you know what I'm saying? If any gentlemen listening to this want to get on that episode, y'all go ahead and holler at me as well. But we're going to wrap this up tonight. Go ahead, Jogi. What you about to say?
Hey, always, Vic, I appreciate you bringing me on. Been on Men's Only Round, one of the vets, one of the mainstays. It's always a good time. I appreciate you, my brother. JD Jugs, y'all can follow me on TikTok and YouTube, Book of Clarity. Follow me to find out how politics affects every part of your life and how there are some civic activities that you can do to make the life you live a lot better. You want to know how? Just follow me again at Book of Clay, just like you see on the screen, on Twitter and TikTok. Vic, we still got to do a combo episode. We got to have one soon. Hopefully within the next month, even with the holidays, we can get a couple of reels going. Appreciate you, brother.
No problem. No problem. Benji, how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, man. Y'all just follow me on Instagram at Benji Armstrong. Also, just follow the network at Dark Matter Network. I'm about to get back into my podcasting bag because I haven't really been podcasting this past year, 2023. I kind of took this year to just, I've been grinding at work. I've been traveling, just really opening my mind up, if you will. So I'm going to get back in my podcasting bag. And when I do, I'm definitely going to let both of you gentlemen, Victor, Jugs, I'm going to let y'all know what I got going on so that we could continue to collaborate and things like that. And definitely these men's only round, especially for the holidays, see, we could get this going. Like, we could do episodes, we could do reels, we could do lives, IG live, whatever we got to do, and just really get the party going. So I'm definitely looking to collaborate with y'all for the holidays and definitely in the new years. We're going to get a jump. So I appreciate y'all, man. Sure. I appreciate y'all, firm.
For sure, for sure. We're definitely going to stay in touch. We're definitely going to get all this stuff up. And y'all go ahead and follow me everywhere at Liquor Talk Podcast. More reels, more. I'm going to get back to the bartending as well. More reels, more drinks. All that's coming soon, y'all. I appreciate everybody for rocking with us. Thank you for listening. Thank you if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, watching this on YouTube, wherever you've been watching this at. Thank you all. Until next time, remember to keep pouring up that liquor and keep moving on. I wish everybody a happy and have a safe Thanksgiving. Be safe in the streets, y'all. We out this thing. Peace.
Peace.